Welcome to another edition of San Luis Valley Voices, a production of SL Voices, your voice in the San Luis Valley. Without further ado, enjoy the program.
The Monte Vista Chamber of Commerce is proud to sponsor this podcast. The Monte Vista Chamber of Commerce exists to promote business in the Monte Vista area. They serve its members and the community at large by planning and hosting many local events, social media promotions, advertising, and help to improve community relations and communication among the residents and guests of the Monte Vista area. Their mission is to advance a sustainable business environment and improve the quality of life for the community. The Monte Vista Chamber of Commerce is located at 947 First Avenue in Monte Vista. That's 947 First Avenue in Monte Vista. You can call them at 719-852-2731. That's 719-852-2731. Or visit their website, MontaVistaChamber.org. That's MontaVistaChamber.org.
National Night Out is an annual community building campaign that promotes police community partnerships and neighborhood camaraderie. This year, all the fun is taking place on Tuesday, August 6th from 5 until 8 p.m. at Chapman Park, located at the west end of town. There will be free food, games, and something for all ages. So come on out and meet your neighbors. Learn how to promote a safe place to work, play, and live in Monte Vista, Colorado. Here to tell us all about it is Monte Vista's Police Chief, John Rosecrans.
Good day, San Luis Valley. Today we are at the Monte Vista Police Department. We are speaking with the infamous Chief Rosecrans. He wears many hats, but today his hat is star of the show. Adam's with us as well. Say good morning, Chief.
Good morning. Thanks for that introduction, Martha. Infamous. I guess that's probably true.
I don't know. I just made you infamous. So tell us a little bit about yourself. Where are you from? What brought you here?
Well, I am a Colorado guy, but more of a northern Colorado guy. I was born across the pond. My father was a military person, so I was kind of a military brat. But for the most part, I can't remember anything other than Colorado. Northern Colorado, meaning northwest of Fort Collins, a little town called Red Feather Lakes. Spent most of my time in Fort Collins through school and growing up, but then ended up in the military, spent 6 years in the military, came back to Colorado, and ended up putting myself through the police academy. That landed me in North Glen, which is a northern suburb of Denver. Spent 19 years in North Glen, worked my way up through the ranks and learned a lot about policing in the big city. Some changes in life brought me to a crossroads, and so I applied for some different avenues, but I wanted to remain in law enforcement, and Monte Vista gave me a chance to help them change their policing and try to change their community, and here we are. I've been here almost 2 years, 2 years next month, in fact, and I'm looking forward to our second annual National Night Out, which is why we're here today to talk about what that looks like and why we're doing it.
And Chief, how did you become involved with National Night Out?
So years I've been dealing with National Night Out. It's one of the keystones of Neighborhood Watch. And I think that that's why I've always thought it was really important, because it's a culmination of what we do a lot during the year, where you get to know your neighbors, you get to know your community, and you make more of a statement against crime and safety and community partnerships with police, fire, and emergency services. And so I've been involved with it a long time, mostly in northern Colorado, up in northern Denver. But this is our second year to try to put our flair on National Night Out here in Monte Vista.
As far as being a police officer, what do you wish you knew when you started out?
That's a tough question, Adam. I think that's one of those evolving professions, because it changes probably at the speed of which you learn it. So I don't even know how I would possibly answer that, other than taking care of ourselves is probably one of the biggest things in policing that we don't deal with enough, whether it be from mental or physical health, but also just the fact that police officers don't always get taught what they really shouldn't be worried about. We seem to kind of take a lot on our shoulders, and society is starting to understand that we aren't the catch-all for everything, but 911 sure gets called for just about everything.
What is the actual purpose of National Night Out?
The fundamental purpose is to make a statement about what Neighborhood Watch the community and the partners for that community are going to do to fight crime, to be proactive against crime prevention, and again, to just understand how the collaboration between the community partners and the community are so important for preventing crime. And when I talk about partners, generally that means first responders, but that's not everybody in preventing crime. The citizens probably have the fundamental first line access to preventing crime because they're typically the ones that see something and have the ability to say something, and then they have to make that leap to make a call, whether it be to a first responder or to a neighbor or to just a community member who may have something to do with prevention. And that's, I think, really what the fundamental purpose is and what we're trying to do. Bring everybody together, make a statement against crime, and participate in a national event, which I think always kind of gives people a little bit of pride.
Oh, it's a lot of fun, too.
It's a lot of fun.
Do you know how long National Night Out has been going on?
I do. So their statistics are, this is the 36th annual National Night Out. It's always on the first Tuesday of August. They predict 16,000 plus communities in all 50 states, with a total of 38 plus million people participating in National Night Out events.
Wow.
It's a big deal, and it's a little bit different in every community, so it's kind of hard to put a stamp on what National Night Out looks like nationally, but that's kind of the cool thing as well. You can kind of make it your own while being part of something much bigger.
Do you know when it started here in Monta Vista?
I do not. I know that it preceded me, but I do not exactly know the history of it. Our coordinator for Neighborhood Watch wouldn't have been able to make it today, but I know they've had at least a couple events prior to last year. It's been around a little while for sure.
So we're actually an annual now.
We are definitely an annual now.
It's great. Do you know what time the festivities start and end?
I do. So officially, setup will start about 5, and we'll kick everything off at 5:30 on August 6th, and we'll go till 8 for sure. And the culmination of that night will be the tug of war against police and fire. And so we hope everybody that does come out stays for that. We'll have a lot of fun.
Do you have any idea what might be planned for dinner that evening?
I do. It's pretty basic, but it's kind of the summer fun food. There's hot dogs, hamburgers, there'll be baked beans, chips, and water, all for free. There'll be additional items there that may or may not come with a cost, but it'll be minor and typically for donations. Those will include snow cones, some cookies, and desserts, and there'll be additional drinks that'll be available for either sale or for donation.
Do you know what other events or activities are planned for this evening?
I do. Generally speaking, it's a night to get out and meet your neighbors, but we're also going to have some fun, like you said. The Colorado Parks and Wildlife is going to bring out their archery education and participation event. So the young folks, and I think maybe even some adults, will be able to kind of get introduced to archery. There'll be some basketball and volleyball setups, and I think they're going to do some like 3-on-3, maybe even tournaments based on attendance and how much fun people want to have. There's going to be a bouncy house provided by San Luis Valley Health, at least one. We're hoping to get the pugil event that the National Guard brings out as well. They're kind of on a short leash. We're not sure they're going to come because they could always get deployed, but hopefully they will be there, and they have these big padded pugil sticks where you get to kind of beat on each other and knock each other off a pedestal. They're a lot of fun.
Oh, we need to enter that. We really need to get into that one.
There'll be some kids games, which will include anything from ducky water games to some balloon throwing. I'm not even sure what they're all going to put together for the kids games. But there's going to be some face painting. I think they're going to paint some rocks. A lot of kids fun things. But for adults, I think it's about outreach. And public health is going to be there. Crime Stoppers will be there. Emergency management personnel will be there. Prevention Partners will be there, which is a more of a youth outreach program, but it's really good for adults and parents to understand how they can interact. But also Hazmat, the team that works here locally in Valley, Colorado State Patrol, Rio Grande County Sheriff, obviously the Monta Vista Police Department, and fire will be there for the not only the local fire department, but potentially even some of the state representatives will be there for the fire department and for the ambulance and EMS services. So about everybody you can think of that is involved in this community from a protection and a proactive standpoint should be in attendance that night.
SLVE 911 maybe?
They are definitely invited. I haven't gotten an absolute that they'll be here, but yes, they were here last year.
It would be a great thing for them to be here to help people. We've heard over time that some people have a little bit of issue getting signed up. So, boy, they could be right there firsthand and go, here's how you do this. Boom.
That's a great point, Adam. I know what's one of the things that we're struggling with is to get people on the system that is most likely going to reach out to them in an emergency, especially if we have issues with our land-based communications at the time of whatever emergency is going on.
I understand for the kids there's even a puppet show planned this year?
There is. I'm glad you mentioned that. I kind of forgot about the puppet show. That's kind of a new addition. I haven't seen that addition yet, but from what I understand, it's a faith-based educational program that the puppets kind of teach us a little bit about the Bible.
Nice. And is there going to be a dunking booth?
There's not.
Aw.
I know. But I'm going to try to supplement that with a pie throwing contest.
So
you still will be able to embarrass the chief of police.
If someone wants more information, where can they go or who should they contact about this?
You know, I think the best contact is probably going to be the police department. My coordinator, again, Kathy Lorenz, is always available for questions. I am always available for questions. So I think probably the best outreach will be the police department's main number at the 852-6161. And they can either leave a message for myself or any of the staff here, and we will get back to them. I think that's probably the least amount of runaround that we can probably promise.
All right. Now, if someone would like to help volunteer or perhaps even donate to this, same thing?
Absolutely. The city is kind of coordinating some of the events that night because the city does an annual open house. It typically was done during Cities and Towns Week, which I think is a couple weeks further into the year, maybe even into September. But as a way for, again, the community to partner with the city and some of the resources that the city provides, we are going to have that open house in conjunction with National Night Out. So that means there'll be Parks and Rec people there, there'll be Public Works people there, the city employees will be there as well. So yes, it would be great to have volunteers, but we also have a lot of help that night. But donations are always a good thing, whether it be for specific items, the police department, Kids Connection will be a part of it. I think generally speaking, the city or the police department are probably still the best contacts for that night. I think it's a really good point for anyone listening to remember this is a national event, so your local community could have some sort of celebration involved, and I think that makes most sense for you to go to your local. But if there's a reason for you to attend Monta Vista, whether it be the fact that the canine program has outreach all through Rio Grande, or the fact that you know you're not living in a city, but you think that your most local connection is with Monta Vista because you live out on Sherman or you live in one of the adjacent county addresses, or if you just have a connection to Monta Vista through one of your first responder family members or however that might look, or you want to just kind of see what Monta Vista is up to. I think we'd still like to invite everyone to attend our event, but at the same time, they are a little bit localized in their design because, again, it's about meeting each other from a community standpoint and meeting your first responders from the community and building the partnerships that we want to see to prevent crime and to change our local community to move in the direction that we'd like to see it moving.
In other words, it's not just limited to residents of Monta Vista proper. If you're in the surrounding areas and you want to come out, absolutely. Come out and have some fun. Enjoy the evening and get to meet the people here.
Absolutely.
I read that National Night Out organizers also have a dog walker watch program. Is Monta Vista involved in that? Is that something we're doing?
We have not gotten involved in that. There are a couple teams out there that have thought about a dog walker program. I know there are individuals that walk their dogs, would like to encourage them. If you see something, say something. It always goes back to that. But one very interesting parallel to the dog watcher program is the Go Ruck team that is being started. And I think that's really neat. They presented to council. I think their first event is the 10th of July. They have a Facebook page. They're trying to get organized, and they're going to do the same basic thing. They're going to get together as a team, function as a team, and kind of walk the city of Monte Vista with weight on, which is called a rucksack. It's kind of an older term, more of a backpack is the more modern term. And they're going to get exercise while at the same time they're going to promote health, safety, and potentially prevent crime by either seeing something and saying something or the fact that they're just out there being a deterrent.
Sponsors. You have some sponsors you wanted to mention.
Boy, we do. We have some really cool local sponsors. Our biggest sponsor is San Luis Valley Health. They've been right there at the beginning for the last couple of years. They provide the bouncy house and a lot of the condiments and paper plates and all of the need for things for the food for that night. Rio Grande Prevention Partners is probably our second biggest sponsor. They will be providing the money for a lot of the bling for the night, toys for the kids, all the food. So they're a big sponsor. The Monte Vista Chamber of Commerce is right there in the mix as well. Karina Settles Heavenly Touch Salon, locally here. Charisma Salon as well is involved. Salon Herrera. Nino's, Stretch's Barbershop, and Uniquely Delightful have all been big sponsors. And Damon Ariano, big shout out to him and his insurance agency, CIA Levitt, for providing some giveaways for the night. There's going to be a lot of kind of reasons to reach the local tables and to understand what Crime Stoppers is doing, understand what public health is doing, and there's going to be some drawings and giveaways and door prizes for you to get out there and talk to those people so that you can get a ticket for giveaways.
You wanted to mention a couple of the national sponsors as well.
There are. There's several national sponsors, and we're always trying to figure out how they strategically get involved with us and how they affect us. Ring, I think, is a huge advocate for safety at your house. And if you don't know what Ring is, it'd be a really good night to kind of try to look into it. Hopefully we'll have some representation there. They started with their doorbell cameras, and I think the whole industry has kind of exploded, not just for Ring, but for a lot of the cameras. Also AT&T. AT&T is building a network for first responders and for the country that's pretty powerful. It's called FirstNet, and we use them as well. So we always want to give a shout out to those that are trying to do the most for our company. I think Ring and AT&T are big in being involved in communities and being safe.
And Chief, is there anything else I should have asked but didn't? Or anything else that you want to cover?
National Night Out has been around a long time, and it's an annual community building campaign that promotes strong police community partnerships and neighborhood camaraderie to make our neighborhood safer, more caring places to live and work. And I think Monte Vista struggles with some of that. It's a beautiful little community. It does seem to have its problems. Last year, we estimate there were 350 people that showed up under the pavilion at Chapman Park and just enjoyed each other. Had a hamburger, dunked the chief of police, and got to meet their first responders. This year will be a lot the same, but you might have to throw a pie at me instead of get me wet. But I think from time to time, that's just what's needed, is for people to kind of get back to what's basic, thinking about safety, turning your porch lights on, seeing something, saying something. Locking up your valuables. There's a lot of discussion about, well, why should I lock my car? They're just going to break the window anyway. Statistically speaking, that's not true. Statistically speaking, they're going to try your doorknob. And if your door handle or your doorknob, or if you look like an easy target, you have a much greater probability of being a target as opposed to a locked door with nothing visible under a street light in front of your house. Those are the kind of things that make a huge difference, including for your home. You know, when it looks like someone's there, it looks like it's being lived in, you don't make a lot of advertisement about the fact that you're on vacation. That's very powerful. You know, you can be a very, very good target, or you can be a very, very strong and not so good target.
Well, social media can be used for that too.
Absolutely.
Something you have to be careful of is, you know, hey, I'm gone for a week. Don't put that out on social media.
Absolutely. We all love to talk about what we're up to. But I think it'd be much better to talk about what we have done. And that's a little bit safer. You know, when you get back from Hawaii, sure, post those pictures. But while you're in Hawaii, maybe keep it quiet. The fact that you're out of town and everybody knows where Adam and Martha live, that's probably not a really good time to show everybody out of town.
No, it isn't. And the other thing, too, is, as you mentioned, vehicles. Keep everything out of sight is what's recommended. You know, if you've got a GPS or whatnot, set it down so people can't see it as they're walking by your vehicle. If it's open and it's readily visible, it's an easier target.
Absolutely. You know, we encourage the removal of all valuables. Well, that's not always possible, but you could definitely remove them from sight. That is possible, especially today. You know, it seems like things are smaller, they're built better, they're more concealable, more transportable. I think everybody would be willing to have that few seconds of inconvenience as opposed to fighting with all the hassles of a new phone and new numbers. And am I going to be hurt by the fact that some of my contacts now can be used against me, or identity theft, all those kind of things. And it is very easy to fall back into that false sense of safety if you don't take a minute to try to be proactive about it.
Anything else, sir?
You know, this is a party, but it has a purpose. You know, a neighborhood watch is extremely powerful. I think crime prevention probably is the single most effective tool that we have to deter crime. And what does that look like in Monte Vista? It really depends on you and your neighbors and your street and where, you know, where you kind of live in the community. But at the same time, this is a way for you to really get out and meet your neighbors and take a good look at how, as a community, we can increase safety and decrease crime and the fear of crime. I think we, as a society, are doing really good at that here in Monte Vista. And I commend everybody involved, especially the citizens. The fact that the crime statistics are plummeting has little to do with the police on a daily basis. What we need to do every so often, and we need to do it right, but on a daily basis, it's about the individual and their relationships with the community.
Well, Chief, we appreciate you coming out and talking to us about National Night Out that is August 6th this year at Chapman Park. Thank you, Chief.
Thank you.
National Night Out was introduced in August of 1984 through an already established network of law enforcement agencies, neighborhood watch groups, civic groups, state and regional crime prevention associations, and volunteers across the nation. The first annual National Night Out involved 2.5 million neighbors across 400 communities in 23 states.
National Night Out has grown to become a celebration beyond just front porch vigils and symbolic efforts among neighbors to send a message of neighborhood camaraderie. National Night Out is an annual community building campaign that promotes police community partnerships and neighborhood camaraderie to make our neighborhoods safer, more caring places to live. National Night Out enhances the relationship between neighbors and law enforcement while bringing back a true sense of community. Furthermore, it provides a great opportunity to bring police and neighbors together under positive circumstances.
Millions of neighborhoods take part in National Night Out across thousands of communities from all 50 states, U.S. territories, military bases worldwide, and Monte Vista is no exception. Come out and meet our local law enforcement officers, the Monte Vista K-9 Unit, our fire department and emergency responder personnel, SLV Health, our local city officials, SLV Crime Stoppers, emergency management and hazmat folks, the Prevention Partners Organization, the Rio Grande Sheriff, and more.
Play basketball or volleyball. Kids can play in the bouncy house, watch a puppet show, or play other games. You can meet your neighbors, enjoy some free food and fellowship, and of course, stick around for the much-anticipated tug-of-war between Monte Vista's Police Department and Fire Department officials.
That's Tuesday, August 6th, from 5 until 8 p.m. at Chapman Park, located at the west end of town. For more information, or if you would like to volunteer, please contact the Monte Vista Police Department at 719-852-6161. Mark your calendar now and come on out August 6th to be a part of all the fun.
The Monte Vista Chamber of Commerce is proud to sponsor this podcast. The Monte Vista Chamber of Commerce exists to promote business in the Monte Vista area. They serve its members and the community at large by planning and hosting many local events, social media promotions, advertising, and help to improve community relations and communication among the residents and guests of the Monte Vista area. Their mission is to advance a sustainable business environment and improve the quality of life for the community. The Monte Vista Chamber of Commerce is located at 947 First Avenue in Monte Vista. That's 947 First Avenue in Monte Vista. You can call them at 719-852-2731. That's 719-852-2731. Or visit their website, MontaVistaChamber.org. That's MontaVistaChamber.org.
We appreciate you telling your friends to listen to the podcast on slvoices.com and check out our extensive calendar of events, more listings in one location than any other website around. You can help spread the word, too, by joining our Facebook group, SL Voices, Your Voice in the San Luis Valley, and liking our posts on other social media outlets. Also, check out our Instagram page for behind-the-scenes looks at what we do. And please, patronize our local sponsors. Remember to support the businesses here in the Valley. Most are owned and operated by your friends, family, and neighbors. We all love this area and want to see it flourish. And you can help by buying and supporting locally in your own and surrounding communities. Check back for another local podcast soon. Until then, this has been San Luis Valley Voices, a production of SL Voices, your voice in the San Luis Valley.